Clil, homeostasis, maintaining limits. The trillions of cells of the human body need relatively stable conditions to function effectively and contribute to the survival of the body as a whole. The maintenance of relatively stable conditions is called homeostasis. Homeo, sameness, stasis, standing still. Homeostasis ensures that the body's internal environment remains constant despite changes inside and outside the body. The internal environment refers to extracellular fluid, the fluid that surrounds body cells. Each body system contributes to homeostasis in some way. For instance, in the cardiovascular system, alternating contraction and relaxation of the heart propels blood throughout the body's blood vessels. As blood flows through tiny blood vessels, nutrients and oxygen move into cells from the blood and wastes move from cells into the blood. Homeostasis is dynamic. That is, it can change over a narrow range that is compatible with maintaining cellular life processes. For example, the level of glucose in the blood is maintained within a narrow range. It normally does not fall too low between meals or rise too high even after eating a high glucose meal. The brain needs a steady supply of glucose to keep functioning. A low blood glucose level may lead to unconsciousness or even death. A prolonged high blood glucose level, by contrast, can damage blood vessels and cause excessive loss of water in the urine. Control of homeostasis, feedback systems. Fortunately, every body structure, from cells to systems, has one or more homeostatic devices that work to keep the internal environment within normal limits. The homeostatic mechanisms of the body are mainly under the control of two systems, the nervous system and the endocrine system. The nervous system detects changes from the balanced state and sends messages in the form of nerve impulses to organs that can counteract the change. For example, when body temperature rises, nerve impulses cause sweat glands to release more sweat, which cools the body as it evaporates. The endocrine system corrects changes by secreting molecules called hormones into the blood. Hormones affect specific body cells, where they cause responses that restore homeostasis. For example, the hormone insulin reduces blood glucose level when it is too high. Nerve impulses typically cause rapid corrections. Hormones usually work more slowly. Homeostasis is maintained by means of many feedback systems. A feedback system or feedback loop is a cycle of events in which a condition in the body is continually monitored, evaluated, changed, remonitored, reevaluated, and so on. Each monitored variable, such as body temperature, blood pressure, or blood glucose level, is termed a controlled condition. Any disruption that causes a change in a controlled condition is called a stimulus. Some stimuli come from the external environment, the space that surrounds our bodies, such as intense heat or lack of oxygen. Others originate in the internal environment, such as blood glucose level that is too low. Homeostatic imbalances may also occur due to psychological stresses in our social environment, the demands of work and school, for example. In most cases, the disruption of homeostasis is mild and temporary, and the responses of body cells quickly restore balance in the internal environment. In other cases, the disruption of homeostasis may be intense and prolonged, as in poisoning, overexposure to temperature extremes, severe infection, or death of a loved one. Three basic components make up a feedback system: a receptor, a control center, and an effector. Figure 1. 1. A receptor is a body structure that monitors changes in a controlled condition and sends information called the input, nerve impulses or chemical signals, to a control center. Nerve endings in the skin that sense temperature are one of the hundreds of different kinds of receptors in the body. 2. A control center in the body, for example the brain, sets a range of values within which a controlled condition should be maintained, evaluates the input it receives from receptors, and generates output commands when they are needed. Output is information, in the form of nerve impulses or chemical signals, that is relayed from the control center to an effector. 3. An effector is a body structure that receives output from the control sensor and produces a response or effect that changes the controlled condition. Nearly every organ or tissue in the body can behave as an effector. For example, when your body temperature drops sharply, your brain, control center, serves nerve impulses to your skeletal muscles, effectors, that cause you to shiver, which generates heat and raises your temperature. Feedback systems can be classified as either negative feedback systems, which reverse the direction of a controlled condition, or positive feedback systems, which strengthen the direction of a controlled condition. Negative feedback systems. A negative feedback system reverses a change in a controlled condition. Consider one negative feedback system that helps regulate blood pressure. Blood pressure, BP, is the force exerted by blood as it presses against the walls of blood vessels. When the heart beats faster or harder, BP increases. If a stimulus causes BP, controlled condition, to rise, the following sequence of events occurs, figure 2.